Have you ever wondered why some professionals with identical qualifications achieve dramatically different levels of success? Why does one become a global CEO while another remains in middle management? The answer isn't luck or connections, it's how effectively they transform ordinary work time into extraordinary growth. Most professionals with 15 years of experience actually have 1 year of experience repeated 15 times. Think about walking. Would you claim 30 years of walking experience on your resume? Of course not. Walking isn't experience because we do it mechanically without improvement. Yet for Olympic athletes, walking absolutely constitutes experience because they continuously refine their technique through deliberate practice. Career success follows a simple equation. Career growth equals real individual growth plus environmental factors. While external conditions create both tailwinds and headwinds throughout our careers, these typically balance out over time. What truly determines success is how much we grow our capabilities through deliberate effort. Most professionals fixate on promotions and titles rather than focusing on deserving more through genuine development, mirroring the ancient wisdom, "Focus on the deeds, don't worry about the results." The most powerful catalyst for transforming time into experience is the TMRR model: target, measure, review, and reflect. Like Olympic athletes who set specific training targets, we must apply this systematic approach to our work. Most professionals waste half their work time because they lack specific targets, proper measurement systems, or performance reviews. The target phase requires clear objectives for every significant activity, specifying outcomes like secure agreement on 3 key project milestones rather than vague meeting agendas. Measurement involves tracking progress toward these targets. Transformational projects provide extraordinary growth opportunities. These learning cycles, significant initiatives that provide end-to-end experience, contribute disproportionately to developing your experiential algorithm. Successful people participate in more major learning cycles and extract greater growth by increasing their intensity during these periods. They also understand that project leadership differs from thought leadership. Maximizing learning means contributing ideas beyond your organizational position. Major initiatives welcome the best thoughts regardless of source, and contributing at the thought leadership level lets you assess your ability to operate at higher levels while dramatically increasing what you learn. Learning cycles and TMRR complement each other. The cycle provides the stage, while TMRR is the process for extracting maximum value. Success requires both a well-developed experience algorithm and high productivity. As you advance, you face increasingly complex problems across a wider range of issues. Your algorithm handles complexity, but only improved productivity can manage expanded responsibilities within the same 24 hours everyone has. Many fail at higher levels not from lack of capability, but from insufficient productivity growth. The Atlas stereotype, carrying the entire business burden while working excessive hours with minimal results, masks the real issue: poor productivity in managing complexity. Two methods prove particularly effective: Stephen Covey's Circle of Influence concept and the Rocks First method. Focus exclusively on your inner circle of influence, things you can impact, rather than your outer circle of concern, things beyond your control. The Rocks First method involves allocating 85% of your calendar to priority items in order of importance, leaving just 15% for unavoidable sand. When productivity falters, check whether you've slipped into your circle of concern or neglected your rocks. The tortoise and hare fable perfectly illustrates modern careers. Professionals often sprint early but falter later. Yet true career excellence depends on second half success, not early momentum. While about 95% succeed in the first half, only 5% truly advance in the second half. This dramatic shift results from 3 factors: the narrowing organizational pyramid with fewer opportunities based on relative capability, decreased supervision that previously masked weaknesses, and the fundamental difference between early promotions, building on similar skills, and senior transitions, requiring entirely new capabilities. Despite the importance of second-half success, most professionals fixate on immediate advancement rather than foundation building. This short-sightedness stems from inability to delay gratification, obsession with peer comparison, and uncertainty about what foundation to build. Your first half must be managed strategically to catalyze later success. Without clear principles for career decisions, most people default to chasing promotions rather than building a proper foundation. Three principles should guide your first half strategy. First, prioritize depth over width. Depth builds skills and capabilities, while width merely accumulates knowledge. Someone deeply immersed in one area for 3 years develops stronger experience algorithms than someone spending 1 year in three different areas. The person with depth learns to solve complex problems, while those constantly moving only master the obvious solutions. Second, complete major learning cycles. Full end-to-end cycles provide more value than multiple half cycles because you witness how your early decisions play out. Most careers offer only 4 or 5 major learning cycles over 40 years, often determining future success. Third, get operational experience early. Understanding business from the trenches rather than ivory towers is essential. Like generals need battlefield experience, effective leaders need to understand business fundamentals from ground level. Without this trench experience, you'll lack critical insights when leading from the top. Success isn't solely determined by individual effort. The quality of early career bosses significantly impacts outcomes. A good boss builds your algorithm by challenging you beyond your comfort zone, not by being pleasant. While having both qualities is ideal, choose the tough person who expands your capabilities over someone merely nice. Life itself can be a powerful catalyst. Many successful leaders engage in striving individual sports like marathon running or golf that focus on self-improvement. These sports provide an outlet for satisfying the insatiable achievement need outside work, allowing leaders to operate from mastery and purpose professionally. Values are more than character definers, they're catalysts for success. Honesty and humility drive leadership impact. Great career success comes from driving transformational change through values-based leadership. Bringing your authentic self to work creates the foundation for breakthrough leadership that leaves a lasting legacy. Career success stems from genuine personal growth, not merely collecting achievements. With proper catalysts and deliberate practice, 70 to 80% of people can develop foundations for exceptional success. Yet over half make poor career choices, pursuing empty titles, staying in comfortable roles, or neglecting leadership skills, leaving only 35 to 40% achieving their full potential. Success without purpose ultimately feels hollow. The most accomplished leaders evolve from achievement-oriented strivers to purpose-driven catalysts who elevate others. Their legacy lives in the careers they've launched and lives they've improved. Ask yourself, why do you want to succeed? What is success the means to in your life? While this book provides tools for your journey, discovering your deeper purpose, your why that sustains you through challenges, is yours alone to find. When you shift from personal advancement to helping others realize their potential, you'll find greater energy and focus. This sense of purpose fuels your drive more powerfully than success for its own sake.